48 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our search for Jesus, in every book of the Bible, takes us now to the book of Proverbs. A proverb is a concise, memorable saying that expresses a truth, moral lesson, or piece of wisdom. Proverbs often contain metaphors, analogies, or allegories, and are designed to convey profound insights and life lessons in a simple and understandable manner. The essence of a proverb is to encapsulate a significant amount of wisdom, reflection, or experience in a compact form, making it easy to remember and repeat. The oldest proverbs that have survived until our time come from the Sumerians, who inhabited ancient Mesopotamia around 3000 BCE. These proverbs are inscribed on cuneiform tablets and cover various aspects of life, moral conduct, and human experience, reflecting the values and norms of ancient Sumerian society. Here's an example of a Sumerian proverb. You can have a lord, you can have a king, but the man to fear is the tax collector. Another early source of proverbs is ancient Egyptian wisdom literature, which dates back to around 2500 BCE. These include the Maxims of Tahotep, which is a collection of proverbs and wisdom teachings attributed to a vizier named Tahotep. Here's a notable maxim attributed to him. Be not arrogant because of that which you know, deal with the ignorant as with the learned, for the barriers of art are not closed, no artist being in possession of the perfection to which he should aspire. The Book of Proverbs is one of the books of the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Old Testament, traditionally attributed to Solomon, the son of David, and the third king of Israel. Solomon was renowned for his divine wisdom, granted to him by God himself. You might want to review the story in 1 Kings 3 verses 5-14. However, biblical scholars note that Proverbs is likely a compilation of wisdom literature from various authors over several centuries, with Solomon's Proverbs forming the core of the collection. Proverbs is categorized as a wisdom book alongside Job, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and sometimes Sirach and the Wisdom of Solomon. These last two books are found only in the Catholic and Orthodox canons. They are considered apocryphal by Protestant Christianity. Proverbs primarily focuses on practical wisdom and moral instruction for living a righteous and prosperous life. It covers diverse topics like interpersonal relationships, family, work, and personal character. Proverbs 30 is attributed to Aga, son of Jakeh, and Proverbs 31 verses 1-9 to King Lemuel, two individuals about whom little else is known. Proverbs 22 verses 17 and 24 and verse 34 is attributed to the wise, and Proverbs 24 verses 23-34 to the sages, indicating a collection of sayings from different wise individuals. Proverbs is likely compiled over time, with some scholars suggesting a final compilation around the time of King Hezekiah, as suggested by Proverbs 25 verse 1. The book is structured as a series of sayings and instructions, with various collections identified, such as the Proverbs of Solomon, the Words of the Wise, and the Words of King Lemuel. Jewish and Christian traditions hold the Book of Proverbs in high regard as a source of divine wisdom and practical guidance. The book is often studied and quoted for its insights into human nature and morality. Some of the themes and wisdom in Proverbs are seen as foreshadowing the teachings of Jesus, particularly in regard to the nature of wisdom and righteousness. The main purpose of Solomon in writing the book of Proverbs is elucidated in the book itself, primarily in Proverbs 1 verses 1-7, where it states that the book is intended to impart wisdom, instruction, understanding, and insightful teachings to live righteously, justly, and fairly. It is aimed at imparting knowledge and discretion to the young and providing the wise with further learning and guidance. Solomon likely composed the Proverbs to guide the citizens of his kingdom in moral, ethical, and spiritual matters, emphasizing the fear of the Lord as the foundation of true wisdom. The book serves as a manual for personal conduct and the pursuit of a virtuous life, addressing themes like family, friendships, speech, wealth, and work. Before Solomon's time, the wisdom tradition in Israel was deeply entrenched in the covenantal relationship between Yahweh and Israel, and was primarily rooted in the law, or the Torah, the instructions given by God to Moses. The wisdom tradition was not solely philosophical or speculative, instead, it was practical, moral, and deeply spiritual, grounded in the understanding and fear of God. The foundational element of wisdom in Israel was the adherence to the Mosaic Law. The law is an expression of divine wisdom, providing guidelines for righteous living and maintaining a proper relationship with God. In Deuteronomy 6 verses 6 to 7, the Israelites were instructed to meditate on the law and teach it to their children. The teachings and experiences of the patriarchs, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were significant in shaping the wisdom tradition. The narratives of their lives, their encounters with God, and their instructions to their children formed an integral part of Israel's understanding of wisdom. The prophets played a pivotal role in conveying divine wisdom to the people of Israel. They communicated God's will, warnings, and promises, calling the people to repentance, faithfulness, and obedience to God's commands. Before the compilation of the written texts, oral traditions, including wise sayings, moral teachings, and instructions, were likely transmitted across generations. These oral traditions contributed to the development of the wisdom literature in Israel. Some psalms, attributed to David and others, also contain elements of wisdom literature, exploring themes like the fear of the Lord and the contrast between the righteous and the wicked. Going back even farther, some Bible scholars believe that Adam and Eve were incredibly wise, due to their face-to-face communion with God, in the Garden of Eden. However, after the fall, Adam and Eve's direct connection and communion with God were severed, leading to a diminishment in their wisdom and understanding. They lost the purity of their moral discernment and the clarity of their intellectual insights, entering a state of alienation from God, moral corruption, and spiritual blindness. Several ancient civilizations cultivated wisdom and had renowned thinkers around or before the time of Solomon, which is approximately 970-931 BCE. We mentioned Tahotep earlier, who lived around the 24th century BCE. He held the high-ranking and prestigious office of vizier during the early 6th dynasty in ancient Egypt, under the rule of Pharaoh Isisi, also known as Djedkare. He compiled a collection of maxims, which are often compared to the Book of Proverbs. The Akkadians had several wisdom texts, with teachings and sayings on righteous living and practical wisdom. However, individual sages are not often named. The Epic of Gilgamesh, one of their texts, contains reflections and sayings on life, death, and the human condition. Here is one observation. The life that you seek you will never find, when the gods created mankind, death they dispensed to mankind, life they kept for themselves. There are ancient texts from China, like the I Ching, which offer insights and proverbs related to morality, philosophy, and the human condition. In ancient India, the Rigveda, which dates back to almost the 15th century BCE, contains hymns, reflections, and thoughts on the divine, moral order, and human existence. Humanity has always yearned for wisdom. And societies far and wide have responded to this yearning with texts, such as the ones we discussed. But, according to Proverbs 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. This text goes on to state, "But fools despise wisdom and instruction." The book of Proverbs is a guide to wise living, and it begins with a foundational truth: the fear of the Lord is the start of all knowledge. This fear isn't about being afraid, it's about reverence, awe, and recognizing the omnipotence of God. Our journey has just begun. We'll explore more in the next couple of weeks. Father, thank you for the gift of your wisdom found in your word. Teach us to fear you rightly, to approach you with reverence and awe. Open our hearts to receive your wisdom and our minds to understand your teachings. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.